From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. During World War II, more than 100,000 Japanese Americans who had done nothing wrong but were deemed a threat to the U.S. were detained in internment camps. Two of those were located in Arkansas. An exhibit opening on Friday evening in Little Rock looks at what the experience was like and how people coped. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
The exhibit at the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies is called The American Dream Deferred, Japanese American Incarceration in World War II, Arkansas. Executive Director David Strickland says it features artwork created by those living in the barracks at the Rohr Relocation Camp, as well as diaries.
A lot of these are young people who were in high school in California, and then suddenly they're uprooted, put on a train, shipped halfway across the country. They were civilian prisoners of war in their own country, so to speak. So those autobiographies are very poignant, as they were young people. They're just trying to, you know, be American teenagers, and now they're essentially in this stark situation.
The exhibit is the first in a series of four over the next 2 years, focusing on different facets of life in the camp. Artwork created using whatever medium people could find to express themselves with is featured prominently.
This art is fantastic, and it illustrates the experience that these people had in this place in Arkansas. I can't imagine going from California to Arkansas.
Kim Sanders is the confinement site's interpreter for the Butler Center.
In the paintings and the artwork, you can see that it was really swampy, and they actually used a lot of Japanese American detainee labor to clear those swamps that are now farmland. And some of the things that we got out of that were these wonderful cypress knee carvings. We have a few of those in the collection. And just really beautiful paintings that and drawings that just show what they experienced while they were there.
David Strickland says the collection of artwork, believed to be the largest from any of the 10 internment camps in the U.S., is largely thanks to one woman.
Rosalie Gould lives in McGee and was the mayor of McGee for 12 years. And during the course of her leadership there in Deschutes County, she became aware of the fact that the camp at Rohr particularly was kind of disappearing. Most of the site now is a big soybean field, but there's a cemetery there, there are a couple of monuments. So Rosalie wanted to preserve that, became a champion of the camp. In the course of that, she met Jamie Vogel, the former art teacher, and Jamie had this very large collection, several hundred pieces of art from the camp, and all these documents about day-to-day life in the camp. And when Jamie died, Rosalie was kind of astonished to learn that she'd inherited the whole collection.
The former mayor says her interest was fueled by visits by Japanese Americans who had been housed at the camp near her town.
I have had busload after busload of former internees who would come here to the site, and of course I would treat them to lunch and visit with them, and they would bring me their treasures. And so it just started accumulating and accumulating, and finally I realized I had to do something with it, because I've had almost 3,000 who have been here to my home, and it just gotten to where it was a little bit more than I really needed to cope with, so that's the reason that it went to the Butler Center.
The first of the four exhibits will be on display at the Butler Center through the end of June. You can see photos and learn more at KUAR.org. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.